This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury. This, of course, is Enterprise Biz Bytes on this Thursday, the 20th of September, 2018. Joining me in the studio today is...
Arvind Yuvraj.
And Audrey Raj.
Going with you all the way through until 1 o'clock today. Our stories, we will be leading with how Google's strategy for happy employees boosts its bottom line.
Yeah, so does happy employee does happy employees equal more money?
And then we'll be moving on to how in the Netherlands every McDonald's drive-in will have an EV charging station. Something I want to address, which will relate back to cruise control as well. Story number three, can algorithms tell if a patient will wake from a coma? Coming out of China, this one, is it?
What else?
And of course, and then story number four, how retailers are using events to connect with customers. And again, if you want to get in touch, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, on Twitter, or on Instagram at BFM Radio. Audrey.
Yes. So this first story about how Google's strategy for happy employees could be boosting its bottom line. This is a story that I found really interesting just because, you know, does happy workers at the office make the company more money? I mean, it just makes sense, right?
Right. You think so?
I mean, that correlation. What do you guys think?
I would like to think that if I am happier, I will spend more time at work. And if I were in a sales team, perhaps, and I was happy doing that, then you would think the correlation would make me happier, and therefore I'd make more money by working longer hours.
Or perhaps. Just if you stay in the company longer, then it saves them the money of hiring new people and getting new people in, and losing people. I mean, having a high turnover.
So yeah. You guys are looking at things very quantitatively. I'm thinking about it in a qualitative.
She's getting all scientific
viewpoint,
now,
right? Because for me, if an employee is happy, myself for instance, if I am happy with where I work and the job that I do, obviously I'm willing to put in more effort and to do a better job at whatever it is that I do, right? So for me, I think that correlation makes sense. And as the war for talent heats up, a growing number of companies are investing heavily into perks to make, you know, their employees happy. The tech sector is leading the way, and stories of the range of perks employees are enjoying overseas in the States, especially like for instance, a Google. They offer free food to free classes. They offer lectures for their employees from global thought leaders. And they also offer like free gym memberships and such, all in order to make their employees more happy. So skeptics, of course, will scoff at such benefits. They say that they're designed with a trade-off in mind. The perks are designed so that the employees won't ever have to leave the office and can work longer hours. So
there is that side here.
Yeah.
So you know, you get that free membership at the gym, so that you will just stay in the building and maybe come back to work after your workout session, right?
It's funny that, right?
Mm.
We're in a building that has a gym upstairs, and there's a bar upstairs, and just over the road, there's a whole bunch of restaurants.
So if you had a membership,
I smell a catfish.
If you had a membership at the gym, would you come in earlier?
If it was free, perhaps.
If it was free, you come in earlier. Then you'd be at work earlier.
That's right.
Or you'd stay back at work slightly later so that you can use the gym and then beat the traffic and then go home.
That too? There is that.
Yeah. So, but do these perks actually improve the profitability of the companies that employ them? So research from Warwick University said that the impact of employees' happiness had on employers' bottom line, it was a big yes. So companies like Google have invested more in employee support, and employee satisfaction has risen as a result. In Google, it rose by 37%. So the employee satisfaction was up by almost 40% because of the perks that they offered. And they found that the higher employee happiness levels associated with a 12% rise in productivity, which basically means more money.
Did the employees actually say which of the perks they thought were more important to them?
No. So like the details of the study did not go down to like that kind of details. But then what we know is there was also another study by the University of Tennessee that aims to actually test this in real world environments. But they don't have the results of that study in this article as well. But why this happiness matters, why do employees need to be happy, and how that translates into helping a company's bottom line? Well, the message is clear. If you treat employees well, this then creates a social contract whereby those employees work harder, tend to be more efficient, and generally strive to do more for the company that's treating them so well. And that's just that's pretty much it.
How many people will take advantage of that much happiness, that much quote unquote happiness that you give them? If you give them like perks and benefits, and you make it like such a casual kind of friendly office style, how many people will take advantage of that, and how many people will actually know that it's for the office and that it's a kind of a symbiosis thing, right, that's going on? It's a trade off. So you help me be happier at the office, and I will help you grow your office more.
I think if we're looking at companies like Google, those kind of people who are likely to take advantage of something like this, and they only just take advantage, are likely to be pushed out if it were. I think people who work there are of a very similar mind, I would imagine anyway.
Yeah.
But you're right. There's always going to be one or two people who would like try to milk the system for whatever it's worth, right?
Yeah. And it's also, you see some offices where they have all these facilities, but then people are too busy to actually use them.
You're right.
So that's the other thing there. So it's knowing that you have the facilities, but how much do you actually use these facilities in the first place? I'm not talking about Google specifically, but then other companies might do this where they have like a play lounge, where they have like video games, and then you have another lounge where you can do exercise, maybe you have like a beanbag hall or something like that. But how much free time do you actually have to use these things, and are you actually making use of them, or do you just know that they're there so you think that you're benefiting from the office?
So right. Here's the thing.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I understand that. But from when I first thought about this about this story, I thought about Apple's new HQ in Cupertino, California. They have like
glass walls that people keep walking into.
That plus I think they offer yoga classes in the building itself. They have walking paths. They have biking paths. They have 1,000 free bikes for everyone to use. They've got a 100,000 square foot gymnasium. It's these little things. And I was thinking like, will people actually find time to work if they are
Do you know what else used to provide all of these kind of services? Factories in communist Russia.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
They would do the same thing. You would turn up for work. You know, your family would be housed nearby. There would be exercise places. There would be places to eat. People would take days off together. You know, it's not all that different, you know?
Yeah, and people are following that sort of concept. If you look, there's a video that's going around about Huawei in China. So they've built like a village for their entire ecosystem. So families can come in. People want to drop off their kids, you know, after school. The kids can have like playtime there, or like even like their napping centers. It's a village that's bigger than Silicon Valley, I think, because they just want employees to have a self-sustaining ecosystem at work. They don't want them to have to go outside of work to have to do other things. So there's like shopping, you can get your dinner, your food, whatever your family needs is in this Huawei township, which is essentially an office.
But then the other argument is, you know, how much time do you want to spend with those employee friends, people that, you know, you're seeing them all day, every day.
Yeah.
And as much as I love you guys, you know, there's times when I think, you know, I just want my own space.
Like
right?
now? Like now.
And also it begs the question, you know, if happy employees means more money for the company, will the company need to be doing financially better in order to afford to pay for this, for these perks? So which comes first?
It's the old catch-22.
Yes, the chicken or the egg.
Okay, we're going to have to take a very short break. Of course, if you want to get in touch, 018-789-8899. Get us on WhatsApp or on Twitter. We are at BFM Radio. Also on Instagram at BFM Radio. Short little break. And when we get back, a story about how in the Netherlands, every McDonald's drive-in will have EV charging stations. Interesting little concept. Don't go anywhere. You listen to BizBytes here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.